Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Darren Hazelwood, who is CEO at Panther Metals. How are you today, Darren?
Yeah, it's good. Thanks, Zach. How are you?
Very well. We've been bumped into each other over the years, and it's good to see that Panther Metals is on the front foot. It's a sort of general description. But my first question is, are we looking at the company as a exploration play or a Bitcoin treasury strategy play?
It's a company that's moving towards cash generative activities that will enable us to build our BTC treasury as we go along that curve.
Right. And so that means that presumably the crypto area would be funding or backing the resources play that you've got.
It's going to be a bit of both, Zach. So the idea is of the business is that we become a natural hedge between fiat world and the crypto space. In our case, it's Bitcoin. We're looking to use the AAA coin as our focus and build our treasury with that. And that provides people with some comfort. But then all of our commodities, they're priced and traded in fiat currency. So we sit between the both, and we intend to build both as we go along that curve.
Right. I mean, a lot of companies, and I think another one today, actually, one of your peer group has got into the Bitcoin treasury strategy, but as it's the 7th of August, not the 7th of June, there's not quite the 2x, 3x rise in the share price. How long have you been into the Bitcoin treasury space, and how enthusiastic and how knowledgeable are you about that?
Yeah, no, we've announced in our releases that we're working with advisors, and we've been working on this for quite some time. And you'll note from our original announcement, people were announcing at that stage, and I understand why. As the treasuries were getting a lot of traction, we're announcing that they're investigating treasury. Well, in fact, I could have announced something 6 weeks before that, because by the time we announced, we had our advisor in place. We actually had our treasury itself in place. And all we've done since then is look to refine the strategy so we know exactly how we're going to take this forward. We've done the due diligence with our lawyers. We've looked at the London market. We've looked at the global appetite for treasuries. And we're looking very much at Dubai, but Dubai, for various reasons, the tax advantage per head of population, they've got the greatest percentage of ownership in the sector. And it's become the new Istanbul. It's that gateway between the East and West, and it's a vibrant city, and there's a lot of going on, and it naturally attracts traders, and that's why we're heading that way to build that side of the business.
Because it also attracts people trying to leave the sinking ship of the UK, but that's a separate point. So you are fully sort of into your digital crypto space. Are we then with that sort of as a background, and that's on the balance sheet, and that would provide, I suppose, a sitting source of funding if you needed it. Is that the way we're looking at it?
Absolutely, absolutely. See, the advantage with treasuries is that you can actually leverage on treasuries, and you can leverage at a rate that is far more beneficial to shareholders and to the company than if you were to raise a similar amount of capital in the market itself. You remove the need for the discounts, the broker's fees, the warrants, everything that goes around, and the lawyer fees, all the hidden costs associated with a traditional raise. In this case, we build our treasury As and when required, we can go into that treasury, we can leverage that treasury, and then we can enables us to fund the business and to keep managing the balance between risk reward and the dilutive effects that has. And that's why I'm not surprised that you're seeing more companies announce treasury. I think it's a sound strategy and done in the right manner. It can be extremely advantageous to shareholders and the business.
So it also, I suppose, protects you from the slings and arrows of people saying, oh, well, they need money now. They're going to have a placing, and it becomes a distraction, then it becomes a stress and everything else.
And there's probably your answer as to why some in London are not as keen on it as others. But look, I get that. There's always agendas in place, and ultimately, as a director of a PLC, we our first port of call is our shareholders and protecting those shareholders in our actions.
Right, let's get on to the ground, the real world. Winston Tailings, how excited are you about that? You had some news about that last week.
It's incredible. So to give people a little bit of background, we originally announced the intention to purchase the PIK deposit, and we've done a deal separately with First Quantum on the Winston mine site. Now, what you have to do is put both of these together. That's what makes it a really exciting opportunity. And together, excluding the tailings, we picked up a site that's the highest grade zinc deposit in North America, about 2 million tons EBITDA, 67 million Canadian dollars per year over the 8.5 year mine life, NPV of 176 million Canadian with a discount at 8%. It's over 300 million without that. And it's an exciting opportunity on its own, but you need access from the Winston mine site to be able to mine that. And there's huge exploration upside that the area has not been explored how it should be and how it could be. A lot of that exploration work has already been conducted. What they haven't done is actually drilled the target. So there's huge amounts of opportunity to extend the mine life, further discoveries. It's a VMS. We know VMSs tend to congregate in the same area. And yeah, we're really excited. So with that though, right from the beginning, we were aware, and I was aware of the tailings, and we was aware, and you can see it in the 2021 feasibility study where all their numbers are based from. And by the way, gold in that study was at 1635, silver at $20, copper at 331. So there's been huge upside as well in the commodities that are contained within the Pick Lake deposit. But I was also always aware of the potential of the Winston tailings, and that one part would have been through my work with Fulcrum. I'd already looked at the recovery rates, and the recovery rates for gold in particular were exceptionally poor in the 80s and 90s when this place mined, and that's largely due to the grade of the zinc. The zinc was the highest grade zinc in North America. And that's what they focused on. So their circuits were set up to recover the zinc. Now we knew that the highest recovery was sort of 20.54% of the gold. And from there it dropped annually to the point where they stopped reporting the gold recoveries. Now that gold, if it was in the deposit, if the ore from that deposit was processed, it had to have gone in the tailings. And we went out and did a relatively small sampling program on the tailings. And to be honest, we knew we were only just going to scrape the very surface. And gold's a heavier commodity than any other, so it sinks to the bottom. And my own personal view was if we could just get some anomalous gold, that would show that the gold is there and that further work would allow us to progress this forward. Well, in the end, the grades were phenomenal. We got up to 0.81 grams a ton gold, silver over 20 grams a ton silver. The gallium content is very substantial in terms of its value, and this has allowed us to actually, from one small program linked to the 2021 feasibility study. So this is not pie in the sky. We knew what we had an idea of what to expect. We already know that this tailings pond contains hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of commodity that's at surface on a brownfield mine site that has power. It even has a security hut. It's fenced off. It has roads. It has absolutely everything you could ever wish for as a company. But what the issue with the Pick deposit was that always you've got to extend mine life, because 8.5 years is just below sort of the financing levels of it. However, what we've now potentially uncovered is a route to fund the building of that mine. And in fact, it goes even further than that, that there is definitely the potential there that this build has could build the mine, it pay for all our exploration and everything else around the mine site. Now, people come back and say, right, you'd have a processing plant to build for the tailings. Now, because we've got the Pick deposit there as well, part of my investigations would be that we can borrow to build the processing plant for the tailings, because I would expect it to be financially very, very, very robust. And in one conversations we have had, someone said the problem is that the repayment would be too quick, so you might struggle to get lenders. But if that is to morph into a mine build as well on a known deposit via a feasibility study, then you could actually extend that borrowing period to make it more attractive to lenders, because you've got a two-tier approach. You've got a substantial tailings pond at surface on a mine site, throwing off cash that leads to the building of the mine. And that's our plan, that's our aim, and you'll see very, very shortly that will be laid out in next steps.
And finally, a lot going on at Panther, 5 million market cap. Presumably, you feel that the market hasn't caught up with events.
Yeah, I guess it, look, the market is the market. I accept that this kind of setup would take a little while for people to digest it. And I guess my biggest fear, as it was earlier on in the year, would be a potential takeover of us. Where we currently sit against the plan, against the known resources, against what we're already revealing in these tailings, I would say at £5 million, that leaves us extremely, extremely exposed. And but all you can do is give the market the news. But this is a very, very clear story now. It's easy to understand. I'm enjoying talking about it. Anybody wants to talk to me, reach out. I'm more than happy to provide as much information as I can. But you'll see us delivering the news to the market over the coming days and weeks. And I expect that as the story gets out there, that will be become more and more recognized. And it certainly is. You'll see that I'm filming this from home today. That's because my diary doesn't allow me to even get my office. I've got various meetings. I'm into the city. It's all happening at Panther.
Well, it's so much going on that even I was keen to talk to you, so which is obviously a bonus. In the meantime, Darren Hazelwood, CEO of Panther Metals, thank you very much indeed.
Zach, it's been a pleasure as ever.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.